Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Have you gotten out to see the movie Ex Machina yet? The title is a Latin phrase, part of the overall phrase Deus Ex Machina, which literally means, quote, God from the machine. It's a device first introduced several thousand years ago in Greek theater. This is what Wikipedia has to say about the phrase Deus Ex Machina. Quote, the term has evolved to mean a plot device whereby a seemingly unsolvable problem is suddenly and abruptly resolved by the contrived and unexpected intervention of some new event, character, ability, or object. The term was coined from the conventions of Greek tragedy, where a machine is used to bring actors playing gods onto the stage. The machine could either be a crane, used to lower actors from above, or a riser that brought actors up through a trap door. End quote. Interesting, you might say, but what does this bit of stagecraft have to do with the movie, or for that matter, with our digital world? Fair question. We don't want to spoil the movie if you haven't seen it yet, so let's just say that it's centered on interactions between a human or two and an artificial intelligence housed in a robot with a sort of female form. Without going into any detail, let's say that in a very matter-of-fact way, with no car chases or explosions or mind-stretching sci-fi effects, the interactions do not ultimately work in favor of the human inventor of the artificial intelligence, nor in favor of a good-natured fellow who attempts to help the AI robot, which is, as the title suggests, Ex Machina, from the machine. It's an interesting film. In addition to the really stunning, yet totally understated special effects, the film poses the question of what the relation will be between us human creators and the machines which we create once the threshold of what Nick Bostrom refers to as superintelligence is crossed. The unspoken question is, who or what is really the Deus, the God? We've mentioned before on the Electronic Cottage that a number of the best scientific and technical minds on the planet, people like Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk, among others, have raised their voices in warning about the efforts to build what is called strong artificial intelligence into machines or even into software. Here are a few of their comments. Speaking to students at MIT, Elon Musk, the guy behind PayPal and Tesla Motors, said that, quote, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. In all those stories where there's a guy with the pentagram and the holy water, it's like, yeah, he's sure he can control the demon. Doesn't work out, end quote. Bill Gates, you remember him, Microsoft, said this on the website Reddit, quote, first, the machines will do a lot of jobs for us and not be super intelligent. That should be positive if we manage it well. A few decades after that, though, the intelligence is strong enough to be a concern. I agree with Elon Musk and some others on this and don't understand why some people are not concerned. End quote. And Stephen Hawking, one of the greatest cosmologists of this or any other era, has never been one to mince words. In speaking with the BBC, he said simply that, quote, the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. Humans, who are limited by slow biological evolution, couldn't compete and would be superseded, end quote. Not surprisingly, there were very different opinions about the development of artificial intelligence among researchers who are the ones that are trying to develop it. The responses were interesting. Basically, most said that there's no chance of developing strong artificial intelligence agents that would be able to be self-determining and smarter than humans anytime soon. If it ever happens, these folks say, it wouldn't be for 30 or 40 or 50 years, which, as you may notice, doesn't say it couldn't happen. It just won't happen soon enough to be a worry for those of us who are around at the moment. But people are beginning to start thinking about the questions of what could happen to humans with the development of superintelligent agents. Recently, a group of researchers and scholars, many affiliated with Oxford University in the United Kingdom, published a report under the auspices of the Global Challenges Institute entitled, quote, 12 Risks That Threaten Human Civilization, end quote. Those risks are organized in this report into four groups: current risks, exogenic risks, emerging risks, global policy risk. Some, like a major asteroid impact or a supervolcano, are exogenic risks. There isn't much we could do about them. Some, like extreme climate change or ecological catastrophe or nuclear war, we probably could do something about, but don't seem to want to. And among the emerging risks, there are three that have to do with science and technology and what we as humans choose to explore. Those are synthetic biology, nanotechnology, and artificial intelligence. These are all things that are products of human activity and that humans have not thought enough about before going ahead in developing them. Whether the horizon before artificial superintelligence appears is 30 years or 50 years or 100 years is not the issue. The issue is, do we want to do this? What will it mean for humanity as we know humans today? Will humans survive in a world of superintelligent agents originally created by humans, but so far past them in abilities that humans will no longer be able to coexist with them? These are not trivial questions, nor are they imaginary or science fiction ones, nor are they attracting the attention that they deserve, either among professional researchers or the general public. Movies like Ex Machina can help to very gently bring the question of the relationship between humans and the objects that we create into some focus, but that is a very small first step. So, we'll keep asking the questions, and we'll look into some recent efforts to start addressing those questions, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.